On a chilly morning in February 2016, the Sunset Limited, in demonstration mode, entered Pensacola after originating in New Orleans. There to greet it was a crowd, some in period costumes, in front of what was the Amtrak station before service was ended by Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
It's been a long time coming, and we're just thrilled that it's finally delivered because that's such a significant step towards restoring passenger rail service along the Gulf Coast.
Greg White chairs the Southern Rail Commission. Congress on Monday received the final report by the Federal Rail Commission's Gulf Coast Passenger Rail Working Group, which is said to provide a positive endorsement of the SRC's longstanding call for restoration. The next step, says White, is how to pay for it.
As you read through the report, you'll see that there are capital improvements that are needed. You'll also see that there are some needs for year-to-year operational costs, and so we will now begin to look for those sources of funding, private or public.
The report details anticipated capital costs of less than $112 million, plus an estimated $5 million for project development and planning.
Things that are in the report, you see some of the conflicts and concerns. They're all valid. We may disagree on a position taken, but the concerns are absolutely valid and of interest, and we have to find ways to get around those obstacles that may be out there.
Since that time when the train ran pre-Katrina, there have been several issues and laws and letters written expressing on-time performance.
David Deck is Assistant Vice President for Passenger Operations at CSX Railroad. In a recent letter to the New Orleans Times-Picayune, he said resurrecting the service is not workable because of federal on-time standards passed since then. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Sunset Limited ran on schedule only 7% of the time in the year leading up to Katrina.
Congress has made it clear that their intent is for an 80% on-time performance, which is a pretty high standard as far as passenger trains go, not unattainable in certain locations. But this is a particularly difficult location because of some of the variables that are there that we don't have control of.
Those variables include 17 movable drawbridges along the route, which are controlled by the U.S. Coast Guard.
As one of these bridges is up, if there's a ship going by, we have to start planning our train stops and meets miles back for the size of passing sidings, for the size of the trains. So this causes a ripple effect all the way back along the railroad. And this is a very busy corridor for us.
About 150 freight customers from New Orleans to Mobile are served daily by at least a dozen freight trains.
So as you can imagine, if you interject two 7-day-a-week passenger trains that have to get preference over those freight trains by statute, you can really affect that traffic.
When you look at travel, it's not just a mode of travel, but it's an experience for the family. And I think the people that have traveled by train, they enjoy the experience. So it'll be interesting to see if we can add this amenity to our community.
Pensacola's Ashton Hayward, who's among two dozen mayors along the Gulf Coast calling for restoration of passenger rail, said at that time that much of the infrastructure already was in place downtown, including the building that once housed the train station.
Right there behind Bagelheads on Heinberg Street. Obviously, that would take some getting it fixed up. It would be some things that you'd want to look at and get it back to where it was site ready, if you will.
Calls and emails to Hayward seeking an interview for this story were not returned. The report offers a pair of daily options for passenger service, a commuter train between New Orleans and Mobile, and a long-distance route between Orlando and New Orleans. The Southern Rail Commission's Greg White says Pensacola would be served by the latter.
The stops are the old stops from the Sunset Limited. At least initially, there will be opportunity as things progress to consider other needs, you know, where demands have changed. I absolutely think it's workable. To be honest, we could put passenger rail on the tracks today if the tracks were ready.
The original time frame for getting the Sunset Limited up and running again was sometime in 2020. White says there's no reason to believe that that deadline won't be met. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.